Hi guys, my name is Tenny and you're welcome to another exciting episode of the Millennial Lady Podcast brought to you by Jamit FM. Now this episode is actually a bonus episode and it is, you know, going to be based on the whole quarantine, you know, issue, social distancing, lockdown, and you know, the whole pandemic. So now Abigail would not be joining me today because she's in her house obviously and I'm in mine. So I would like to start with, you know, the fact that a lot of people are scared this period. I feel like fear is a major problem and, you know, a major issue that people are facing this period. And I just want to say that you don't have to be scared. Everything is going to be fine. Everything is going to be sorted out very soon. So Lagos is on lockdown and, you know, quite a number of people are not following that rule. I don't know why. Okay, there are a few reasons why. I feel some people have issues just obeying. Some people just want to go out because they're not sitting at home, and some people need to eat, so well, they are looking for money or something. But I'll just say that we should all try as much as possible to please sit at home and, you know, obey the government officials because they know what is best for us this period. Also, the more you obey, the better it is for everybody, so we can all go back to our lives and, you know, go back to the way things were before. So now this episode, it's not, there's really no particular structure for it because I'm just going to be rambling on about you know, the effects and the things that you can do this period to just make yourself happy, keep yourself busy. So now in terms of effects, I would say that a lot of people are, you know, struggling to just stay sane. So now I totally understand that because people are not used to sitting at home. So now I'm used to sitting at home, so it's really not an issue for me. But then not everybody is like me, so I totally understand. So I'll just give you guys like a few things that you can do at home. So you can obviously watch TV and all, but then if you watch TV too much, you'll be bored at the end of the day and you'll even be tired of the TV shows and stuff. So you can just once in a while take a walk. Now lockdown doesn't mean you can't, you know, step out of your house necessarily. You can take a walk, you can jog with your family or something. Then this is like the perfect time to bond with your family. This is the perfect time for you to like just get to know the people that you live with more. And then you guys can like play games, you know, board games and all that. Then you could always like read a book or something. If you're a book lover, you can always read a book. That helps too. And you know, this period, as tiring as it might seem, you can, you know, channel it into bringing the creative side of you and into bringing like, you know, a very positive and productive side of you. Now I know a lot of people are tired of hearing other people say, oh, do online course, do this, do that. I'm not even going to, you know, force that under anybody's throat because I mean people are stressed mentally, so you don't expect them to want to do online courses or whatnot. Not that it's not good, it is. And if it's something you can do, sure, why not, like improve on yourself and get a new skill or something. But if it's not something that you can, you know, if it's not something you find yourself mentally ready for, then it's there's no rush. You can just, you know, be laid back and just make sure that you're happy this period because is your personal life at the end of the day, and you're not running anybody's race. So I still have like the whole your whole lifetime ahead of you to learn whatever skill you want to learn. So now, I'm not saying that we should not plan for the future, aim to do this, aim to do that, but then again, it's just one life, so just try to make yourself happy. And you know, it's not mandatory for you to say, oh, because this person is doing this course, oh, I want to do this course and everything. If you feel you're not ready for the course, or you're not ready to like stress and learn a new skill and everything, then you don't need to. Now, I'm not in any way promoting you to be lazy, because I know some people actually have stuff to do, but then they're just being lazy and they're just procrastinating and everything. No, that's not the case. You should actually not let laziness set in this period, because it's very easy to be lazy and just complain and be laid back. No, you should actually like take action and do what you have to do when you have to do it, and you know, stuff like that. Also, I would like to say that everybody should, you know, just check up on your loved ones, call your friends, call your family members that are not, you know, close by to you, and just, you know how they are doing, because you know, people need company at this point in time. And unfortunately, we can't go and visit anybody right now, so the least and the best you can do is to, you know, give them a phone call, probably FaceTime, you know, video call, text, social media and all that. Then, you know, just make funny videos. You can learn how to dance or something with your trailer, TikTok and all that. So I don't want to bore you guys too much on this episode. It's just an episode that is, you know, aimed at encouraging and spreading hope and, you know, and love and light to you guys, because the Millennial Lady cares, and we just want to, you know, make sure that everybody is doing good. So that'll be all for this episode. Please share, subscribe, and you know, have a good lockdown, have a good time in the little way that you can. Also, don't forget to follow Jamit on every social media platform at Jamit FM. And yeah, that'll be all. Bye guys.